Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex Eagles Live here on this beautiful Tuesday in South Philadelphia. Dave Spadaro joined by Adam Kaplan. It's Dallas Cowboys week, and we're going to make that transition from talking about the win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to what's ahead for the Eagles. I welcome in my good buddy, Mr. Adam Kaplan. How are you on this fine day?
I'm good.
You looking good?
Thank you. Weather's beautiful. It's nice to have a game that means something.
Yeah,
even this early, week seven.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting couple weeks here for the Eagles. You really kind of wonder where they're going here, but you like that the hour that is up, and they're facing a team that can move the football. This is a very intriguing matchup this week with the Cowboys.
After six games, 3-3, is this kind of where you thought the Eagles would be?
Again, Dave, I picked them to be 8-8, so this is not a big surprise to me. I wasn't sure how they were going to get there. You know, I'm like 1-5 at picking their games, but the fact of the matter is they are 3-3.
Yeah.
And you're seeing them get better defensively. That was the big issue for us when we talked about in the preseason. What would this defense be? You're starting to see what Billy Davis is talking about, them understanding what they're being asked to do on defense. And then offensively, against a really good defense, you saw what they did. They scored a lot of points. They scored 31 points, which is way more than I thought they'd score. You asked me last week. I said they probably struggled to score 20. And they actually, believe it or not, left some points on the board. So I give them a lot of credit.
Adam, the Eagles moving the football at a historic rate for this franchise and really in NFL history. We'll talk about that. But I do want to talk about, obviously, the quarterback situation when we get there. Mm-hmm. We want the fans to give us a call. We've got a good show for you. We just heard from defensive coordinator Bill Davis and offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur. And to get you caught up on the day's headlines, Chris McPherson, starting, of course, Chris, with the quarterback position.
Thanks, Dave. The big question is, what's the latest on the quarterback situation? Offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur said just a few moments ago that a quarterback decision will be made by head coach Chip Kelly when the quarterbacks are healthy. Now, the Dallas Cowboys are coming to Lincoln Financial Field this Sunday. There's one quarterback that at least one of the players wants to see on defense. Defensive tackle Jason Hatcher said that they want to face Nick Foles because Michael Vick is like a rabbit. He's so tough to contain in the pocket. Defensive coordinator Bill Davis said that Fletcher Cox is coming off his best game of the season. From an injury standpoint, Patrick Chung is a player to watch who is dealing with pain in the shoulder still. It's a nerve issue, said Bill Davis. So Earl Wolf once again could be in line to make yet another start in the place of the injured Patrick Chung. Coming up, we're going to hear from the quarterbacks themselves as Michael Vick, Nick Foles, and DeSean Jackson will address the media following practice. And this Sunday, it's Eagles Cowboys for first place in the NFC East, making the rivalry that much better. That's going to do it for today's headlines. Let's send it back for more with Dave Spadaro and Adam Kaplan.
So, Adam, defensive tackle Jason Hatcher from the Cowboys wants Nick Foles. Will he get Nick Foles?
Really?
Yeah, will he get Nick Foles on Sunday?
Well, you know, you and I sat here last Tuesday, and we were kind of surprised that Michael Vick was out there practicing. But just doing some research on his hamstring pull, it's really a two-week deal where he needs to let things calm down. It would surprise me if Foles didn't start this week. The issue then becomes, if Foles starts, do you have Vick be the three or the two? But the bottom line is Foles really has earned his playing time. And over six quarters, he's played fantastic football. He's not turning the ball over. He's executing in the red zone, which has been a major problem for this offense. But not with Nick Foles. They're getting more consistency from the quarterback position. And that's what Chip has talked about. Consistent accuracy. That is Nick Foles.
Adam, give us the update from Dallas with whether it's Vick or whether it's Foles. Good graphic there, kind of comparing two quarterbacks who've had a lot of success here. And it's fair to say that when Chip Kelly came here and talked about the quarterbacks, he felt that both Vick and Foles could win for him. That has turned out to be the case. Mm-hmm. But in Dallas, some injury concerns, linebacker DeMarcus Ware, running back DeMarco Murray, both of whom had MRIs on Monday. What is the very latest on their injury status and really their situations for game time on Sunday?
All right, let's start at the running back position. DeMarco Murray will not play this week. And what they're going to do is they've got Lance Dunbar, who's sort of a change of pace back. They've got Philip Tanner is a big back. And they've got Joseph Randall, the rookie, fifth-round pick, who replaced Murray after he went out. So what they'll do is they'll probably have a committee in his place. Randall also brings something in the passing game out of the backfield. He does a really nice job.
Significant drop-off there?
It is, because Murray's more he's versatile. He's more of a power back. Murray's problem is, David, it's very simple. He's a high runner. He's susceptible to getting hurt. He gets hurt a lot, and that's been the problem since he was drafted out of Oklahoma.
All right, DeMarcus Ware with a quad injury suffered on Sunday night against the Redskins. Sounds like a multiple-week injury. This is a guy who's never missed a game in his NFL career, and it will be unusual if he does not play, not having number 94 on the field. Not that I'm complaining if he doesn't play.
Yeah, Kyle Wilbert's a guy who looks like he's going to get a lot of more playing time.
You think he'll be out?
Yeah, they're neither guy you mentioned are going to play. Ware's definitely not playing. In fact, he talked about it, and Jerry Jones talked about it, confirming on his radio show that these guys are out. So, and remember, Anthony Spencer, their other outside linebacker, is out for the season. This is killer for them.
And Jay Ratliff is
out. Yeah, he's out. Who's their nose?
This Cowboys defense really is struggling.
It's decimated by injury, and that's kind of what they didn't want to have happen because they don't have a lot of depth now. Their secondary's intact. Their secondary's really not playing all that well. But they did a nice job against RG3. I watched that tape this morning. They're playing with better discipline. And Marsh Claiborne's the guy they need to play more consistent.
All right, Adam Kaplan, Dave Spadaro. It's Dallas Cowboys week. Let's get to your phone calls and get to more. We've got a whole lot of show to go, including Nick Foles, Michael Vick, DeSean Jackson meeting the media in just a little bit. Give us a call, 215-339-6709. It's Eagles Live with Dave and Adam. We're coming right back.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties. The stories.
I'm going to miss your smell.
You were my first.
What? I knew it.
It's true.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified, authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
That's you, Jones.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
Your home for the most live sports, Xfinity.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
We are taking a live look at practice right behind us, actually, in the backyard there. There's Nick Foles warming up here at the NovaCare Complex. We'll keep our eyes out and see if number 7 is also on the field. Dave Spadaro, Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan here. Michael is out there. Matt Barkley behind Nick Foles. I was clearly not confusing you and Matt Barkley. Don't worry about that. All right, let's get to some phone calls here. Zompster, the Zompy, Zomp Man in New York.
Listen, guys, I'm at work, so I got to give you a small sample. How about those birds, baby?
Wow, you are so professional.
The calm zomp, yes.
I got to be calm, man. I work in a hospital. I got to do the right thing.
I understand.
I want to explode right now, but I can't.
I understand. Big week, huh?
Big week, man. Dallas hate week. Very fortunate for us if it holds up that Ware and Murray are out. That's the question I wanted to ask Adam, actually. Do you think that Billy Davis can emphasize more on pass coverage and relying more on passing defense than worrying about their run about Dallas's running game.
Oh, yeah, they will. That, in fact, I would expect them not to load the box. I expect them to play more coverage. And the thing is, now that you're seeing the last, really last game and a half, they're not giving up the deep passes, and they're playing a little bit more softer coverage. They're letting plays being made underneath and some to the sideline, but they're not giving up big plays. This week, the challenge is to keep Dez Bryant out of the end zone. This guy's on a roll. He might be the NFL's best receiver right now. So they have a challenger, and of course, Jason Witten and Terrence Williams.
Terrence Williams, they really like
as a third-round pick.
And the kid they line up in the slot. I mean, they've got a really
Danny
complete
Cole
passing game.
And Miles Austin's back from his hamstring. This is a major challenge for Billy Davis on the defense.
Yeah.
I agree. I got one more question. What do you think the situation is with the reason behind not getting off third downs? I mean, to me, from what I see, is that it's either when we are blitzing, we're not getting home, and more likely than not, we're not blitzing.
There's no doubt, Zomp, that it starts with a pass rush that has been inconsistent at best this season. And I think when the Eagles go into the offseason, that's defensively, I don't know if you agree with this, Adam, that's where you want to start. You got to get some pass rushers. And I say that in a plural sense.
No, I totally agree. That's at least defensively, that is the number one objective here. Probably cornerback as well, Zomp. But outside linebacker, cornerback, safety, those are the three areas. The defensive line rotation really is good. Fletcher Cox coming off of a terrific game. Let's see him, David. Let's see 91 play with consistency here. Let's see if he could build off last week's game.
Yeah, he had a good game. Hey, Zomp, give me a prediction.
I'm going to say 27-23 Birds, and obviously I can't give you a chance. So,
can you give us a quiet one just for kicks? Just
that's terrible.
Come on, man, just for kicks.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
That's so terrible. Lame. How about give me that? How about terrible. Them birds, baby? How about just give me a, how about them birds, baby?
You know what? I'm going to give a shout-out. If I get fired, I get fired. You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, ready? Hold on.
Okay.
How about those birds, baby? I'm going to get fired.
Thanks,
let me go.
Awesome.
I'll right,
see
you guys later. Bye.
All right, bro.
Oh, man. Encouraging people.
Adam will pay your unemployment.
In a hospital, Dave, you're encouraging the guy to, you know, if he would have done it in the library, I would have understood.
All right, let's talk about Nick Foles as we watch
anyway,
him here. Live coverage
of
practice here. The Eagles warming up on a gorgeous day here.
Low 70s.
Before we get to our next phone call. Adam, how good was Nick Foles?
Very efficient, very solid. I thought there were three or four passes he probably would like to take back. One of them, it's ironic, the next play he scored, but the pass to Ertz in the red zone
went right off his fingertips.
Yeah, well, if he would have got the ball out quicker, he would have had an easy touchdown. If you see it on the all 22,
is he getting it out quickly?
For the most part, yes. There were three or four passes. That was one of them where I thought he could have done a better job. But I got to tell you, the line again, second straight week against a very fast defensive line. And the Bucs blitzed.
Yeah, they blitzed a lot. They got home a little bit early.
They did. And I thought Foles and Chip talked about it, and he's right because you could see it on the all 22. There were a couple times where Nick needed to pick up where they were blitzing. Levante David had a really nice blitz where Nick didn't see him. Levante David, what he did is he hid behind the defensive end. He didn't see it. So he'll pick it up when he watches the tape, which he's done already.
All right, Shannon in Fort Lauderdale joins us. Hey, Shannon.
Dave and Adam, what's going on?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Dave,
how are you?
Why are you trying to get Zomp fired, man? That's not cool.
I'm just trying to get him into the spirit
no, that
here.
That was hilarious.
Yes.
Hilarious. Okay, listen, I got cut off the other day. Listen, man.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Everybody says that Vic gives us more opportunities to win. I'll tell you why I disagree. I believe, number one, Nick Foles makes better decisions. You can't teach 6'6", number two. He's taller.
Right.
He throws wide receivers open. I love that. Who knew that DeSean Jackson could be a red zone threat with the proper quarterback?
So you are all about Nick Foles at this point, Shannon.
Yeah, man. I got like number 27. Another one is that he gets the ball out of his hands quick, and I think the offensive line appreciates that. What do you think, Adam and Dave? Talk to me.
Shannon, I'll tell you what, though. Vic and that San Diego game, boy, that tempo, that was one of the best games he had. But, Shannon, the whole deal is consistency. I think Chip nailed this in the offseason.
Yeah.
You see a great game by Vic against San Diego. The next week, he had a terrible game against Kansas City. You have to wonder now with Nick Foles, let's say for argument's sake he starts this week and he plays well.
Right.
That will be 2.5 games plus this season that he'd played well, assuming he plays well this week and starts.
Right.
Now you really make it tough if you're Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope it becomes a very difficult decision.
Right, it's a good problem to have.
When I bristle when I hear or read.
I don't like when you bristle.
When people suggest that that a good performance by Nick Foles makes it difficult, makes Chip Kelly's job harder. No, it doesn't.
No.
It makes his job easier. He's got quarterbacks.
He's got two he likes. No, it's the decision on who to go with because you like
doesn't
both.
Doesn't matter.
Guys.
You're going to win. He's won with both of them.
Right. Well, you got to make a decision on who to start.
I don't think it makes it harder, though. If Nick Foles goes out and has a dynamite game, if he plays this week.
Well, if they lose, then he has a great game.
Then maybe that makes it a little bit harder. But it depends on the circumstances, Adam.
Right.
But if Nick Foles plays and he goes out and has a great game, boy, that's something you really – that's a positive.
No, it's a positive, but as far as making a decision to go forward, you have a quarterback who you decide to bring back and who you know you can win with, Michael Vick. But, again, it's staying healthy. Durability is huge, okay?
Yeah.
That's part of the personnel grade. When you grade this particular player, the injury grade is low. You got to be careful with that. But, man, you see some of that great tape from him this season. It's a tough call.
Hey, Shannon, give me a prediction.
Okay, well, can I say one more thing, Dave, before I give you a prediction?
Yes.
I think, and this is, and see, I'm a person of color, a minority, whatever you want to call it, so this is not a racial thing. I just think that Nick Foles is more cerebral, and he looks at his options more. It has nothing to do with race. It's just, I just believe he's more cerebral. Nothing against Mike, no disrespect. Anyway, 38-20.
Okay.
Come on, Eagles. Let's go.
Thank you.
58 points. I could see, I really think there's going to be 55 to 60 points scored in this game. I just think it's going to be that type of game, that kind of tempo.
It was interesting watching Monday Night Football, watching the Chargers and Colts, two teams that played well defensively in an era, Adam, where it's just harder and harder
to stop teams.
To stop teams.
Colts had three bad drops, though. But, yes, in fact,
Look at the Eagles' defense, I look at Fletcher and I look at Williams. I really like the way they're playing.
Bradley Fletcher, boy, is really getting better, and he's keeping – the receivers in front of him, which is a big key now. And you know what? The safety play, we should also talk about that. On tape, they look better. Nate Allen looked better. The mistakes are less.
Yeah.
So you feel better about it. But they are going to get tested like they haven't been tested this season. This is a major challenge with all these great passing options. This is going to be a fun game for the fans who are going. And for those watching on TV, it's going to be I feel it's going to be a great matchup.
Let's go to Alabama and talk to Virginia, who joins us on Eagles Live. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Spadaro. How are you?
Well, hello. How are you?
Spadaro.
I think she's angry.
Well, you know, I'm not angry, but it's just so obvious that you all won't fold. You know, I mean, you all just kicking Vic to the curb, you know?
I don't think we are, though.
Virginia's got a history here. Virginia's got a little bit of a history here.
I do, because I'm a Mike Vick fan. I really am.
You are an Eagles fan, correct, Virginia?
Right, but okay, but I mean, you know, don't kick a man when he's down.
We're not. Nobody's done anything but praise Michael Vick. However, people are also praising Nick Foles, who has played.
But he hadn't played anybody. Wait till he plays a good team.
Well,
Tampa Bay's got a really good defense. I would agree with that.
I would say Tampa Bay's defense is just as good as Kansas City.
Although the way that they played for Virginia was odd.
They didn't show up Sunday.
I think they prepared for Vic.
I got a college team with a beat Tampa Bay Sunday.
I don't agree with that.
If he come out and play Cowboys and do all this great thing with Cowboys and all this stuff that you all saying he'll do, then I can say, yeah,
but don't you have to, Virginia, don't you have to give the quarterback credit, though? Don't you have to give Nick Foles credit for the way that he played?
He is a good quarterback, but he's not a winning quarterback against a good team.
Don't root against him on Sunday. Virginia, give us a prediction.
I won't root against him. I want him to win because once Vic come back in, he can be ahead.
Okay. Well, I don't think whenever Vic is healthy, it'll be a very interesting decision. What Chip Kelly?
It's a great visual, by the way.
I've told you this 1,000 times. I don't care who plays on the field. I just want the Eagles to win.
That's right. They're not gonna win. The tough teams will fold. I can guarantee you.
Well, so give me a prediction for Sunday, Virginia.
Y'all talk about Vic being healthy. He's not doing it himself.
What?
He's not hurting himself. He pulled up his hamstring last week, but when he gets injured, he's being tackled. He stay on his back more than a prostitute do. Because the O-line ain't worth a darn.
Okay. Well, Virginia, we thank you for your opinion.
Thank you for listening to me.
Sure. Do you have a prediction for Sunday, Virginia? Did she hang up on us? Virginia's
right.
Virginia's
fired up.
Hey, with that, we take a little break. When we return, we talk a little bit about the Dallas Cowboys and a team that has a lot of talent, a lot of questions. Going to be a great challenge for the Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field. Eagles Live returns in just a moment.
And action.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus steak and cheese wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Jack-O-Lantern Jackpot, with 10 top prizes of $50,000. It's kind of fun when it all comes together. Keep on scratching.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Each one of us is our own boss. And no matter where you are in life, ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
You know, kind of piggybacking on Zomp, I wish every Eagles fan out there right now at work or wherever you are, just stand up and just give me an E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
How many of them would have jobs after they did that, you think?
It's
unless they're here in Philly, though,
it's the lunch hour. And it's
Dallas week, man.
And
I get
it's Dallas week, and it's worth getting excited
sure.
about. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming Eagles schedule. It's a good one. It's presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. All right, Adam, let's tick them off. Cowboys, win or loss?
Win.
Giants?
Win.
Raiders?
Loss.
Next page. Packers, who are all beat up, by the way.
Loss.
Redskins?
Win.
So that's 6-5. Cardinals.
Win.
7-5. Lions.
Loss.
7-6. Vikings. At Vikings.
Win.
8-6. Versus the Bears.
Loss.
8-7 going into the final game. At Dallas, Adam.
Loss. 8-8.
Because that goes right to your 8-8, doesn't it? You just have to stay consistent with what you got. Come on.
I'm very consistent as far as you know.
NFC East standings, as we know, the Eagles and the Cowboys all tied up at 3-3. Redskins, are they dead?
The Deadskins, they're struggling, man. Their defense, special teams were terrible. Bring back Danny Smith.
Will the Giants be resurrected at all? Danny Smith has a job somewhere, doesn't
he's
he?
He's Pittsburgh, I think.
Yeah,
anyway,
the Giants, yeah. Are any shot of resurrection for the Giants?
None.
Final record for the Giants, ballpark it.
5-11.
Wow. They go 5-5 the rest of the way.
That's the best I think they can do. With all that they have going on, they don't have a running back, offensive line, secondary, linebackers. Other than that, they're fine.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? All right, let's really focus in on the only team that matters, and that's the Dallas Cowboys, this week's opponent. We take a look at Dallas offensively, and it is, you know, much better, I think, than what the yards and all. You get through all the yards and the numbers, and then you get down to the points per game. Helped in part by some special teams that have been extremely explosive. Third downs, not great. Outstanding in the red zone, and obviously the points scored, Adam, terrific.
Yeah, they're a big play offense. You see number 88, Dez Bryant, just a monster. He was my breakout player of the year 2 years ago, and he got it done. You see this guy continue to get better. He's a monster, and the thing that you love is he'll go up and get the football at its highest point. you could double team him. He still seems to get the football, and he's earning Tony Romo's trust. This is something Romo talked about in training camp, and they continue to do it.
Do teams press him much?
They try, but he gets off, and he's got very strong hands. To me, you know, I would assume the Eagles are going to play a lot of zone against him and probably, you know, play him like they did Vincent Jackson, which is fine. You're not going to get the plays downfield. But problem is when he gets into the red zone, man, he's really hard to handle.
Yeah. And you talk about Tony Romo. Tony Romo having an absolutely monster season from a number standpoint. Again, look at the completion percentage. 70% completion percentage.
That is really good.
14 touchdowns, just 3 interceptions. The costly ones.
Yes.
So you still have that question. And I really didn't think that the Redskins game, I thought Dallas just did not look that good offensively.
No, they didn't. They were out of sync, but their defense helped them. As you mentioned, Dwayne Harris is awesome on special teams. That's something, another thing. That's going to be a challenge for the Eagles. They're still giving up plays on special teams, so they've got to get better there. But the bottom line is you've got 4 or 5 quality passing options. How do you stop that, Dave?
Top performers here, Adam. You look at it. I don't know how you stop it. You get a lead and you go after him. You take it. It's a good offensive line, too. The guy
getting
that
better.
The
line's getting better.
The guy that I always look at is Jason Witten, and how in the world do you keep the ageless wonder under wraps?
You know, it's funny. He doesn't run all that well. But he's such a great route runner. He sets everyone up. He's always been a good blocker. And they have Gavin Escobar, their second-round pick out of San Diego State, who's a good player, who's another guy when they go to 2 tight end sets you got to worry about. It's just amazing. I mean, I've never seen a team with so many passing options, and they could literally have 5 of them at any one time be on the field. It's a major challenge for Billy Davis. But the thing you like is Dallas' offensive line, Dave, is not great. It is getting better, especially on the interior where they've really struggled. But the bottom line is this is an unbelievable challenge and what should be a great game on Sunday.
We talked earlier in the show about the loss of the loss of DeMarco Murray. Let's talk about it more in depth.
Yes.
This is a big play running back. This is somebody who's obviously been injured quite a bit, but
catches the ball real well. He's
given the Eagles
and
problems.
Tough.
High runner though, but so he's gone. Do the Cowboys try to force that running game early just to make the Eagles respect it?
Well, the problem with Dallas, it's been like this for years, and they kept saying they're going to make more of a commitment to the running game, and that's why they went to Bill Callahan, the offensive line coach, to call the plays. They felt that if they had Murray healthy, they could have more of power running. Well, now that he's out, you've got Tanner, who's a tough interior runner, but he's not explosive. Randall, who's more of a change of pace, really good receiver out of the backfield, and Dunbar is a change of pace. That tells you what they're going to do. They're going to have a running back by committee against the Eagles, and they're going to have to throw the ball more than they want to answer your question.
Good numbers for Murray. Will not play in all likelihood unless there's some sort of a miracle health issue. He's got a knee injury, and he went down against the Redskins.
Didn't return.
Likely to return this week. Now, defensively, listen, the Cowboys doing similar things to what the Eagles have done here, changing the scheme, changing the coaching staff, not as many personnel changes, but the results have been not as impressive as I know Monty Kiffin in his previous NFL days in Tampa enjoyed. Monty Kiffin now, you take a look at last year's defense with Ryan as the defensive coordinator. Now it's Kiffin. And Adam, it's gotten a lot worse.
Well, again, remember, they moved to a 40-43. Their 2 DNs are out. Anthony Spencer's on IR. Now Ware's not playing this week. You could miss multiple games. This is a concern. What are you going to do here? You're just going with untested draft picks. And the other thing is their linebacker plays, they're not very good in coverage. It's almost hard to believe with all the money they spent on their secondary that they're ranked 30th.
So if you're
part of the Denver game, obviously, was part of that because they got smoked.
We take a look at these numbers here.
There's Monty. There he is.
And Monty's an outstanding coach. Pat Shermer's saying today that too deep, that Tampa 2, not really a lot of what they're running here, but
no, they've changed it up, right? They're not doing as much Tampa 2.
The red zone, they've struggled. They've struggled in third down situations and teams throwing the football. Adam, what would you like to see Chip Kelly run this week?
Same offense. The tempo that they've been running with, the 3 receivers on the field, Ertz on the field more because their safeties do not cover the tight end well. Historically, they've been just as bad as the Eagles. Absolutely, I would go after those safeties. Barry Church is coming off his Achilles injury from last season. You got to go after those guys. The Eagles should not have again, I'd be stunned if they don't score. If they score under 30, it would be because they turn it over or something happened on the offensive line.
There is some history here with Chip Kelly and Monty Kiffin. Monty Kiffin, formerly the defensive coordinator at USC.
Yes.
Kelly, of course, the head coach at Oregon. And we take a look at last year's numbers. Look at what Oregon did against the Monty Kiffin
And they're still
defense.
Doing it. They're scoring a lot of points. But you see Matt Barkley, of course, against Oregon's defense. But interesting score there. Wow.
Yeah, the numbers just really, I mean, just Barner, 38 carries, 321 yards. Marcus Mariota, huge game. I think Chip Kelly pretty much has an idea with 730 yards of offense. Kind of has an idea of what Monty Kiffin's going to try to do anyway.
Now, and again, now if they play Tampa 2, Tampa 2 corners sometimes press. But the bottom line is the way that they're moving DeSean Jackson, this is my big thing coming into the season. Find more ways to get this guy the football. They're doing it with Shermer, Dave. Pat Shermer's done a good job of helping Chip. They're doing a really good job of figuring out ways to exploit matchups. And then Riley Cooper, we haven't even mentioned him yet. All of a sudden, he showed up. You got to feel pretty good now if you're the offensive coaching staff, that you're getting more contributions from other players.
And the only thing we really don't know at this point is,
there he is.
Kind of a small item, who will be the Eagles quarterback on Sunday. That has not been determined. Both Michael Vick and Nick Foles are on the practice field now. Mm-hmm. So we'll get an update. The Eagles will not officially make any sort of injury announcements or updates until Wednesday per NFL rules. We take your phone calls on the other side. Predictions. It's Dallas week. Talk about some of your memories of the Eagles and the Cowboys. And what do you think about the Eagles at 3-3 and specifically the quarterback situation? It's Eagles Live. Dave and Adam, we are coming right back.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties, the stories.
I'm gonna miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified, authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Complete over the middle. Tripped up at the 40. Nice pass and a big first down for the Spartans. Nice job. Rush by
That dude is huge.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Imagine a pill with a camera inside that takes pictures of your digestive tract painlessly. At Jefferson, we're among the first in the area to use it, and we're working on the next generation now. But that's really just a snapshot of all the innovative things our team is doing, which may be why Jefferson has earned a national reputation in digestive disorders, not to mention the trust of more patients than just about any hospital in the tri-state area.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
We welcome you back, Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, Eagles Live. Reminder to tune in once the show's over. Right around 1:30, Michael Vick, Nick Foles, DeSean Jackson at the podium. Meeting the media. We'll get the very latest update live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, the Eagles official app, our digital network, if you will. Let's get to some phone calls. JR in Chicago joins us on this Tuesday. JR, hello.
Dallas sucks, man.
Thank you, JR. Thank you.
You got that, man. Well,
he knows.
My prediction is 34 31, Eagles day. We need a home win bad.
Hey,
and
JR.
I really think, yeah.
Yeah, just give me real. I hate to interrupt, but two games, just Eagles Dallas off the top of your head that stick with you.
Pickle juice game.
Okay, good one.
And I would have to say when Donovan had a great game when he ran all over the field. So those are probably right off the top, I'd have to say.
Yeah, okay.
That's one for me. So, yeah, we need this home game day, so let's get it. 34, 31 birds.
Thank you, JR.
All right.
How about for you, Adam?
The 80 championship game, I'll never forget it. The Leroy Harris awful spike when he didn't know what to do, number 20. That would be certainly one of them. The pickle juice game, it was just kind of funny.
Pickle juice game was the moment that you said the Andy Reid era is here.
Yeah, yeah.
The Eagles are for real.
It was like,
let's
so I never
thing.
Heard this before, you know. And yeah. Then of course, eventually it wasn't going to work. But listen, and by the way, the pickle juice is also used in college football. You hear that every now and then. But
they still drink pickle juice here.
I'd still have to think about that one. But the championship
44-6, 2008. Jeff Garcia, Christmas. Back
Howie
in
was talking about that on his radio show. That was a good remembrance by Howie. But no, again, for me, growing up in this area was the championship game was something I'll never forget. It was so cold. I wasn't there. I was at the Minnesota game the week before. But the weather, just to the circumstances, to see what Dick Vermeil did, to take this franchise in 76 from absolutely nothing, and to like Andy did.
Do you believe
it was awesome.
Do you believe that Dallas is the Eagles' number one rival?
Yes.
It's split.
I would tell you, yes. And growing up here as a big Sixers fan, in my teens, the Sixers-Celtic rivalry, well, nothing in sports could challenge it, except Eagles-Dallas. But there are downtimes in both. Sometimes there's one team that's good and one team that's bad. Now you have, and I know the division is bad, but the bottom line is they're both vying for first place this week. It doesn't happen usually this early.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Daryl in New Jersey, who joins us in Eagles Live. Hi, Daryl.
Dave, what's happening?
Dallas sucks. Can I get,
is that with an X?
Hey, yes. Man, I don't know why us Eagles fans, man, always start this QB debate, man, when Vic goes out with an injury. I mean, Vic's been playing good football this year, too.
Yes, he has.
I mean, we faced a couple of our toughest opponents at the beginning of this schedule, but, I mean, the San Diego game should have been a victory.
And you played well there.
The Kansas City game, if you look at the Kansas City game when we had the block punt for the touchdown and then the Vic through the interception, that would have been a pretty close game as well. I mean, the Eagles could well be 5-1 right now.
Well, they're 3-3. Michael Vick is, we don't know exactly to what level he is with his hamstring, but he's on the practice field now. And I'm not, I think the point is here that the Eagles have two very viable options at the quarterback position. And they feel really good about that.
I know, and we have two decent quarterbacks who could come in and step up. But our main problem has been on the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
It's pretty much been a problem for the past 4 or 5 years since Jim Johnson died. And if you look at last year, by the way, when the Eagles, Vic started the season 3-1, and the Eagles blew 3 or 4 fourth-quarter leads in the next four games.
Pittsburgh and then Detroit.
And if you look at that, then they won one game after that.
Yeah.
So
that's why these are bad. The good times are back here, Daryl.
The good times are back, yeah. And I think, you know, this is a tough game coming up. I do think the Eagles can pull it out, maybe 31-27, but, you know, I just don't like the fact that, I mean, Vic has been playing good football this year, too. If you look at the total QBR polls on ESPN, he's top 10.
Yeah. Hey, again, thanks for the call. Nobody here is suggesting that Michael is not playing good football. I think, Adam, that Nick has just played exceptional football the last two games. He has played.
But is the sample day big enough?
The point is, right now, we don't have to sit here on Tuesday and make a decision. He's thrown 6 touchdowns and 0 interceptions, or 5 touchdowns and 0 interceptions in the last two games. And then, so to help beat New York and to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. That's all. So he's been great. That's all. He's been great.
I'm not saying he hasn't.
Thank goodness
been,
that Nick Foles is so able to come off the bench in the middle of a game.
That was unbelievable what he did against the Giants. I still marvel at
then
that.
Lead,
yeah,
and
it's
then
hard
lead
to do.
Team, right, then lead the team back from a deficit and then do what he did on Sunday. Tremendous.
Dave,
his numbers this year are phenomenal.
There's
guys.
A phrase that executives say, leave – this player leaves you wanting more. You want to see more from him because he's on such a roll. But as you said, you've got also the veteran quarterback who's 33 years old, who you've seen a real good sample size from him. When he's at his peak, when Vic plays well in the system, he's putting up 350. He's moving. And, you know, Foles is not a guy who's going to run the football. That does play into this equation. But the consistency that this head coach wants, this is what he's getting with this particular quarterback. And that absolutely is heavy on his mind.
Yeah. DJ in Georgia joins us. Hi, DJ.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I was just wanted to say, I think the Eagles should play both quarterbacks.
In what way? In what manner?
Okay.
Well, a lot of people are suggesting
I got to hear this.
I don't want to laugh this suggestion out.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, maybe, you know, Foles for a quarter, Vic for a quarter, and switch out. I mean, as a defense and on the opponent's side, how could you prepare for that?
Well, I think the problem is that it's just historically quarterbacks in a rotation, it's very difficult to keep both of them sharp. I mean, we've seen the Wildcat. We've seen the modified red zone quarterback, the third down quarterback. If there's a way to keep them both sharp, DJ, why not? But I think the sense is that quarterbacks really like to be out there.
They need to get a rhythm, Dave.
Yeah, to get into the rhythm. That's the challenge there. Right. But hey, you know, we don't know what's going to happen this week, and I think let's just calm down on the quarterback chatter, and let's just focus on beating the Dallas
Cowboys. Hey, let me tell you something. Everyone wants to know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what do they want to know? Who the quarterback's going to be the rest of the year? Or
they want to know who's the quarterback this week first. It is Dallas week. First place is on the line. Fans want to know. I'm getting inundated with interview requests. Why? Because they want to know who's going to be the quarterback.
Right.
You know, and I get it. It this drives ratings. And when you have a marquee guy like Michael Vick, okay, that's the first thing. They've got a quarterback who's playing out of his mind in Nick Foles. And this team now is scoring points like crazy.
Yeah.
This is fun again. You said it to me at the top here. It's fun again. It's fun watching it. And the anticipation of this game, no matter what happens, is very high.
Yeah. Hey, give us a score, DJ.
35-28 Eagles.
Thank you, sir.
See, DJ's a lot of 30. Points.
See, that's what's interesting. It's when you get these points, it's 42, 27, right. 38, 34, 31, 35. And I know we're in a bit of a inflated offensive market in the NFL these days, but the Eagles' offense is very good.
The scheme
is really good.
You know, I understand people are questioning the Washington game, how real that was. San Diego's got a decent defense. The Eagles lit them up. The Bucs have the NFL. To me, they have the best secondary in the National Football League other than Seattle. And now, you could argue if you
weird
watch the tape,
why did they
play off like that? Yeah. For the life of me, Bill Sheridan is a smart guy, their D coordinator. I thought he had a bad game plan. I don't get it. I don't know why Revis didn't press him more. I know he was covering his area, but they played way more zone than they did press. That surprised me.
Yeah. All right, Ron in Virginia.
Hey, Dave. And
good afternoon.
Adam,
what's up, man?
Good.
It's not often I got two living legends at one time. Dave.
Right. You and Adam are, in fact, living legends.
And that check, I didn't get your address. What is your address? Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll be here.
Thank you. Yes. What's
I'm
up?
I'm a legend. Dave knows he's talked to him after the show.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I want to give my props to what he would do for the game this past week. Foles had a great game. Riley had a great game. But my concern is when it comes to comparisons analysis there is that it seemed to be a double standard. It started out with Vic had a bad year last year. Foles played a good year, and they had relative balance standards, I mean the stats that were equal. So, but that was that Vic's at his worst and Foles at his best. They were equal. But what point I make is Foles has won, I think, three games against mediocre teams. Three games. I have never seen a quarterback that has only three wins be compared against a quarterback who's had a lot of phenomenal wins against hard times. And also, too, I look at the whole picture in every single game. Foles had a line that blocked for him very well against Tampa Bay. The defense played very well.
Actually, Ron, I have to say one thing in Foles' defense. And this is something I've said from day one because I watched the tape. Foles helps his offensive line. He just has a really good feel for it. You could say all you want about Vic got beat up last season, the line didn't block for him. Well, the bottom line is Nick Foles played behind the same line, and he handled it. So let's be fair to everybody here. Now, your point is great. Foles only has three wins.
Yeah.
So Vic is the veteran, and that's when we talk about the tough decision. That I think you got to look at everything. You got to look at everything. Let's be fair to everybody.
And I respect both of you guys very well. That's why I like to make the call there because I love the Eagles. All I want is to win. I truly don't care who is the quarterback. I want the best. But when I hear Foles and Vic comparisons there,
I only hear Foles being compared to Vic. If Vic is healthy, the line is blocking, and the plays are called right, Vic can compete with the top five quarterbacks in the league. I don't hear Foles being compared to a Kaepernick, a Russell Wilson, a RG3.
He doesn't play the same way, though, Ron. In fact, and not only that, he doesn't have enough starts yet.
You know what, Ron? I understand Ron's point. Ron, we get your point. Please give us a prediction for Sunday.
I would say it's going to be a close game. I'd say 35-28.
Okay.
Another high score.
Thanks, Ron. And you are a legend. And I get it. And thanks for the call. I get it. We're not, nobody here is saying anything negative about Michael Vick. We're just pointing out that Nick Foles has been outstanding in 2013. And as a rookie in 2012, set Eagles franchise records for quarterbacks in their rookie seasons in just about every statistical category. So there's a lot to grow on with Nick Foles. Michael Vick has had a very successful NFL career. He is a good quarterback. When he's healthy, he can be dynamic and great and change a game. So the Eagles are lucky to have both of them. That's the way I look at it.
But again, you want consistency. Not one great game, the one bad one. You're
advocating Nick Foles.
I'm advocating consistency from the quarterback. Now, again, I love that. I was at the Charger game. My mouth dropped some throws that Vic made. And the thing that I love about it, for the first time in his career, he wasn't looking to bail from the pocket. He was making big-time NFL throws and willing to stand in there, and which Foles did also against Tampa Bay, because Foles got the stuffing knocked out of him in the first half, and he hung in there. That's what you got to do. That's NFL football. When your line isn't blocking well for you, you got to hang in there. And that Eli Manning, you wonder why he's not playing well? Because he won't hang in there.
Yeah.
He's turning his head in the face of pressure. You can't do that.
All right, Adam Kaplan, Dave Spadaro. When we return, we take a look and a listen to the press conferences earlier today. Pat Shurmur and Bill Davis talking offense and defense, respectively, as the Eagles get ready for the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. We're coming right back.
And action.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Cheese Wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more, let's get it, let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows. We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, Pat Shermer, Bill Davis meeting the media this morning. Adam, let's just talk in general here. Analysis of what has impressed you most about the Eagles' offense.
The tempo, the rhythm, and just the movement of the receivers and running backs. The coaches are creating mismatches, and that's what this deal is all about. It's about personal matchups and winning those. And the Eagles, the last couple weeks, are winning them in a big way. And you got to give it up to the coaches. They're doing a great job. And this is what we've been asking the last couple weeks.
And then, the defense, progress has been made.
Yes.
Where do you think they are?
I think what's happening is the coaches are asking them to do certain things, and they're executing a little bit better than they had earlier in the season. They're not giving up the big plays. Based on coverage, they're simply not going to give up the big plays downfield, because if you got two physical corners and they tackle well, and you see the linebackers who are also tackling well, you did a great job against Doug Martin. That surprised me as well last week. When you carry out your assignments better, you don't try to do someone else's job, which they were doing before. When you just carry out your assignment, you're going to win. You're going to play better.
Pat Shermer, first up, talking Eagles offense against the Cowboys defense.
I think from an offensive standpoint, we had some guys in there playing, and we got a positive contribution from all the guys that were in the game. A lot of attention obviously paid to the performance that Nick had. But I think for the most part, we did some things in the game, I think, that were positive. We eliminated all the pre-snap penalties except for one. I think we did a good job of taking care of the football, except for the one fumble. We got some explosive plays. We were pretty efficient in the run game. And so we did a lot of the things you need to do to win. The challenge for us now is to do it on a consistent basis and get our guys back out here going today and do what we can to beat Dallas, another division opponent. Dallas is a very, very fine football team. They won a lot of games already. And, it's going to be a great challenge for us. So we're going to practice the guys that are out there. So, just like last week, if Nick's and Mike are ready to go, they'll both practice. Coach Kelly will address those issues about who the quarterback is when both of them are healthy. And at this point, we'll go with Nick. And then when Mike's healthy, then we'll have that discussion. Nick moves a little bit better than some people give him credit for. And then I think Mike operates from the pocket a little bit better than some people give him credit for. And so they both can function equally well in our offense. And I think they've both been very efficient. We caught a game last week where Nick did a nice job of completing his deep balls. He made good decisions in the run game, which is very important for us. But Mike's done the same thing. And so, I think we'll sit here and try to compare the two players. But for the most part, they both can do anything we want them to do for us to be successful on offense. I think they're both very fine quarterbacks. And when you look at it, in our three victories, they contributed equally, and they do different things well. And they can both be very, very effective and efficient in our offense. And so,
if DeMarcus Ware doesn't play, how significant is Dallas' defense weakened?
Well, he's an outstanding player, has been for a long time. And, I'm sure they'll find ways to compensate. But when you have a great player like DeMarcus Ware, a guy that, by the nature of his position, puts pressure on the quarterback, I'm sure they're going to do what they can to make up for it.
What was the biggest difference in the red zone last week? Was it execution or just different play calling than we've had the last few weeks?
We hit on some. We didn't have as many bad plays as we've had in the past, and we hit on the passes that we threw, and then we ran the ball in as well. So, we just played better in the red zone. And for those of you that are number crunchers, at the end of the game, we played the game right, and it went against us in terms of our red zone efficiency. We were fighting to make the Buccaneers use their timeouts. We knew that a field goal made it two scores. And so, that's one of those things. We could have even been better in terms of our touchdown percentage. But what we were trying to do there was right based on where we were in the game. This isn't the first time they've been through this type of stuff, and as a quarterback, you deal with it. Anybody that plays any position deals with it. In my mind, it's a quarterback conversation. I don't know what, I understand the interest. I understand the number crunching, comparing, you know, the two quarterbacks. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you're asking me the questions, what we're trying to do is get the guys that are healthy ready to play. And the decision making comes down to what Coach Kelly decides, the guys that are out there.
And that is Pat Shurmur. Now we go to defensive coordinator Bill Davis. Huge assignment this weekend.
Biggest challenge that we've had here in a long time.
Fair to say that the Cowboys, best offense in the NFC? Packers are all beat up. This offense is fantastic.
Personnel-wise, yes. Okay. Personnel, absolutely. You're right. That's a good way to say it.
So how do the Eagles tangle with Dallas? Bill Davis talks about that just a little while ago.
Yeah, Cedric has really come along and grown well. I didn't expect much because there wasn't much, you know, on him. I didn't have much history with him. But he comes to work every day with the same attitude. He's all in every day. And every game, he's had the most contacts at the ball. Than a defensive lineman, when you get contacts at the ball, that's what really the production comes from. And he's got more than a share of getting to the football, which is what we're trying to get all of them to do. The run is what he does the best. Stop the run, and he's a big, solid, square body in there. And his pass rush is growing and growing, you know, as we continue to move forward. And there's different kinds of pass rushers. You know, there's the Vinnie Currys that are edges and really good penetration. Then there's the Cedrics that get a little more power and push. Either way, they're both moving the pocket back. And it's harder to block, you know, the different styles. And when we rotate them in, that offensive lineman has to continually switch between Cedric's particular pass rush, Vinny's particular pass rush, Fletcher's pass rush, you know, those inside guys. So our rotation benefits us in a way when we give them the different styles. Fletcher had his best game of the year, and we needed it, and it showed. And he put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, disrupted the throwing motion of the quarterback often. A lot of those holding calls where they couldn't block Flett, so you know we benefited from his you know, game that he had. And if we get him to play like that every week, you know, we'll keep moving forward. They've got some great weapons and a quarterback that knows how to distribute them, and that's really what you come against the big passing offenses. Quarterback that can get the ball to playmakers, and the other part of that is having the playmakers, and Dallas is loaded with playmakers. The third quarter was our biggest. That long drive in the third quarter is where we broke down on third down, and it was more, you always give credit to the offense that converted them, but we could have been doing our job better, and been, if we'd have played it the correct way, we probably would have been off the field a couple times on that drive. But that's part of the game. Every game has got its share of mistakes. You got to make sure that you make less than your opponent, and on third down right now, we just have to kind of tighten the screws a little bit and make sure we get ourselves off the field, especially on third and winnable downs. We always have the ability to follow somebody if we want to. But right now, Fletch and Carey are so similar in their builds and their styles that really, if I felt there was an advantage, I would do it. But there is a comfort zone that the corners get in on their sides and who they're working with. Now, I break that comfort zone every day in practice, so they switch every day so I can do it if I want. But right now, there really hasn't been a situation to say, hey, well, this will benefit us more than just keeping them in their comfort zone.
So, I mean, the untrained, it seems to me that Bradley Fletcher has broken up a ton of passes in his direction, and it's usually pretty tight on the receivers. Mm-hmm. You don't think he's kind of separated as right now being here?
I don't, because when you watch those same tapes, they're not throwing at Carey's guy because he's just as covered, if that makes sense. You know, yeah. If the ball's not thrown to your guy, you're doing a pretty good job too. The ball's going a different place. And then the other part of that is when the ball does come to you, how are you making your plays? And Fletch is making them. So right now, those guys are really taking a step forward. I think our press coverage is improving. It's moving forward with the techniques and the system. I think they're getting a comfort with the communication part of it, with the techniques I'm asking them to do within the calls. You know, the tiny things that I think it's hard to explain, but if they all line up and just stay still, you can execute about anything and be where you're supposed to be. It's when they start moving and shifting and motioning and things change that you've got to be able to change quickly, and we're starting to be able to change a little quicker. I think one of the biggest things that Romo does is he extends the play. If the initial play isn't there, like a couple of quarterbacks in the league, the Roethlisbergers, they don't necessarily run, they run to extend the play, and the receivers do a great job of, when it breaks down, coming back to the ball, finding the opening area. So we've got to be great at finishing the broken play as far as our coverage and staying attached in coverage. That's one of the challenges, and I think the Denver game kind of showed that. They didn't stay attached all the time, and all of a sudden, because Tony will see the field. I mean, he's got vision on the whole field, and he'll find the guy that you drift off of, and we can't drift off our coverage.
All right, that is Bill Davis, Eagles defensive coordinator, Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. On the field, the Eagles certainly have made some strides here, 3-3 atop the NFC East, tied for first place with the Dallas Cowboys. Off the field, October continues, and that means it's time to tackle breast cancer, something the Eagles have been involved in for many, many years. On Monday at the NovaCare Complex, some Eagles offensive linemen taking part in a pumpkin event, a pink pumpkin event. Here are some of the highlights from something that we really take a lot of pride in here.
Today we basically came and the offensive line partnered up with Bringing Hope Home, painted pumpkins pink, and also carved some jack-o'-lanterns in the Halloween spirit, you know, with some families that have been affected by breast cancer to just kind of interact, hear their stories, and you know, just have a good time with them.
Bringing Hope Home is a nonprofit that we started 6 years ago as part of a tribute to my late wife, Nicole, who passed away after a long battle with stage 4 Hodgkin's disease. And we did some research and we discovered that if you get diagnosed with cancer in the greater Philadelphia area, you're out of pocket about $25,000 a year. So what we do is the families come to us through their social workers and we try to make life a little bit more bearable. We pay the rent, the mortgage, utility, car payment. We put food on the table with our partners such as Acme, and we just try to make their life a little bit easier so they can focus on taking care of their loved ones.
Good job there by the Eagles offensive lineman taking part in that great event. And reminder, if you want to support the Eagles, please do in our breast cancer fight. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October. We'll celebrate that on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Visit our online store, of course, here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, the store at Lincoln Financial Field, and some of our satellite stores as well, carrying the pink ribbon synonymous with fighting breast cancer in the NFL and help the cause. And when you send a tweet out, help us out with the hashtag TBC.
TBC.
Eagles TBC, yep. Right. Adam, we get back to football here. Anything you want to predict for the rest of the week here? How about a little Eagles?
See,
how about
giving your prediction? Now, I will tell you, I actually changed it to the Eagles. When I saw Mike Williams wasn't going to play, I changed it to the Eagles. I actually think the Eagles will win this week. So, of course, the opposite has been happening for most of my picks, but I'm just telling you, this ought to be a fun game because we love offense. Anyone who watches the National Football League, we want offense. We don't want to see 10-9. You want to see 38-35. Could it be Alex Henner who's really getting it done now? He could have the winning kick. We'll see.
Adam Kaplan, thank you so much for coming by today.
Sure.
You did a great job. Adam Kaplan, Dave Spadaro, it's Eagles Live. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Of course, in just a few moments here, stay tuned. Michael Vick, Nick Foles, DeSean Jackson meeting the media. That should happen right around 1:20, 1:25. So we're going to make sure that you do not miss anything live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.